at the size of the hole, and if you look in context at one of the helicopters going around at a lower size, a helicopter is about the size of a regular Cessna, that kind of thing, the body of the plane. The hole is so much larger than that helicopter that it would have to, if it was a jet, I would have to speculate that it would have to be a larger than normal jet. I mean, larger than like a Citation or something like that. It's just such a gigantic hole, and it blew out the other side. And again, these buildings are almost a city block size building. So for it to have blown in this hole on the north side as well as the west side, it had to be a gigantic explosion.
Well, obviously, we don't know if this was if it was a plane. And I underline if it was. We don't know if it would have been deliberate or accidental. We know so little now, other than what we can see from these pictures. But the interesting point is there are a number of small airports around New York where passenger corporate jets or private jets will land and take off. And it's not uncommon, if you have ever visited the World Trade Center, when you go up to the observation platforms at the top, you can look down on airplanes that are either coming in for landings or taking off from New York airports. But all pilots who fly in this area know very well where the World Trade Center is located. All the routes are very far, or comfortably far away from the two towers.
Not just private planes, too, because with some winds and some directions, even out of the big commercial airports, planes are routed quite close to New York. I've flown in from LaGuardia, even into LaGuardia, but having to go right by the World Trade Centers.
But we emphasize this is all speculative at this point, and just to